Welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast with your hosts, Tony Castelnova from DisneyByTheNumbers.com and Parkhopper John from WDWParkhoppers.com. Keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the podcast at all times and get ready for the Disney Parks Podcast.
Hi, this is Mike Purcell, voice of the Tomorrowland Transit Authority People Mover. As we approach the Tomorrowland Transit Authority station, our Grand Circle tour is coming to an end, but not to a stop, because you're listening to the Disney Parks Podcast.
Just make believe you're a tiny little seed. Tiny little seed that's reaching up to meet your need with the right amount of faith and the right amount of earth. You'll grow to see the sunshine on your day of birth.
Let's listen to the land we all love. Nature's plan will shine upon. Listen to the land. Listen to the land. Let's listen to the land.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast. My name is Parkhopper John, and I am coming to you from WDWParkhoppers.com. Joining me, as always, on the other side of the internet, on the other side of the interstate, Mr. Tony Castelnova from Disney by the Numbers. Give it up, everybody.
Hello. All
right, how you doing, pal?
I'm doing good. Hanging in there, relaxing and chilling on my day off. Thank you, Mr. Martin Luther King, for that. And thank you, my employer, for giving us the day off.
Well, you know, got to do what you got to do.
They're starting to add more holidays. So we're up to like 9 or 10 holidays now.
Woo! One of these days will be like Europe, and we won't be the most ridiculously working nation in the world. That'd be nice.
Well, Trump's going to put us all back to work, so we'll see how that goes.
God help us all.
Hey, Chris. All right, let's start with our meetup this Saturday. We are going to be at the Liberty Inn at the Festival of the Arts.
No, we're not going to be at Liberty Inn. Liberty Inn's in the Magic Kingdom, buddy.
No, it's called the Liberty Inn.
Is it really?
It's called the Liberty Tavern. This is the Liberty Inn.
I did not know that. You are so smart in the ways of Disney.
I know. So we'll be at the Liberty Inn at 2 p.m. at the Festival of the Arts. So this is the plan. We're not going to move around and do anything. That's all up to you. That's all on you guys.
We're very slovenly. Yeah. We're just going to be like Jabba the Hutt, just sitting there.
Yeah, it never works out for us to put the show on the road, using my air quotes. So we're just going to sit. And then if you're in Epcot and you're at the Festival of the Arts and you have nothing to do, and you want to stop by at 2 p.m. and on, we will be there. We are going to see the 5:30 Broadway show at the American Garden Theater. So we'll probably end probably a little bit before 5, but that's it. You'll have to also pay for your own admission into Epcot. We are also not supplying that. So that's on you guys. Go ahead.
No, I said that's on you.
Yeah. The other thing is the annual survey is still out there. You can go get it from our blog. It's also pinned to our Facebook page. We're giving a couple shirts and pins and CDs and a book.
Book. Yep, I'll be bringing a book.
And John's going to give away a book. So we got a whole bunch of stuff. All you have to do is complete the survey. If you'd like to be entered in the prize drawing, just leave us your name and your email address, and we will do all the rest of the work. Hopefully, one person will win all these nice little goodies. Next thing up is the Amazon Echo. Echo now has integration with TuneIn, and you can ask to play the Disney Parks podcast, and your Amazon Echo or your Amazon Dot will do that. I don't want to set everybody's off, including my own, but just ask you know who, and she will play the Disney Parks podcast.
Alexa, buy me a pizza.
That's why I have headphones on.
Yeah, that's true. Fair enough. Hey, if you guys haven't signed up for... Go ahead. I'm sorry. I was jumping the gun. I apologize.
No. She can't hear
you. Yeah, I see. Yeah, whatever. Hey, if you guys haven't signed up yet for the Disney by the Numbers t-shirt club, Tony is sporting his lovely Mickey Mouse / Dumbo t-shirt. I am sporting the Foolish Mortals Disney's Haunted Mansion t-shirt from a couple of years ago. And if you would like to join, all you have is you can click on the link at Disney Parks Podcast, or you can go all the way over to DisneyByTheNumbers.com. And you can click that link, go to the shop, and all you do is you give us your email address. And what happens when the shirts come out, like first of the month, they send an email that says, hey, this is the shirt and or shirts that are coming. If you want to buy them, great. Give us their shirt size, and then you pay a mere $13 per shirt. If you want a plus size like I do, it's like a couple more bucks. Totally worth it. And if you don't want the shirts, don't do anything. It's not like a loot crate or whatever where they just automatically send you a bill, your credit card. All you have to do is just give us an email address, and then you'll start getting the emails, and you are going to be styling and profiling to the tune of Ric Flair back in the 80s. Woo! And people will stop you.
Oh, yeah.
Cast members will stop you and say, oh, yeah. Where did you get that shirt? That shirt is awesome. And you can be the envy of all of your Disney friends. So you go check that out. Make sure that if you're on Disney by the Numbers, or if you're over on WDWParkHoppers.com, click on the links. Both Tony and I are published authors, and we have books available. Tony's book is Disney by the Numbers, all the facts and figures of Walt Disney World, all the goods you need to know. To be in the know. It's a great book to have if you're standing in a queue wanting to know all the little nooks and crannies of all the little things. My book is a Disney bucket list book. It's a great book. It's only for the Magic Kingdom. We're still working on the other three parks, if that happens. It's a great book to go to the Magic Kingdom and discover even more magic. It's bucket list things. You can check off some things that you could do really easily and some things you have to really, really plot and plan to figure out how to do that. But you can get both of those books there. I'm running a little bit of a special. Tony's special is still going or not going?
Yep.
Still going? Ship.
Yep, I got four more books to get rid of. So the free shipping is on until the four books are gone.
Sweet. And you can go get his book at DisneyByTheNumbers.com. You can get my book at WWParkHoppers.com, and we would appreciate it. Another thing you could do is please rate us and review us on iTunes and Google Play. Give us thumbs up. Give us a little review. Let us know what you like, what you'd like to see maybe a little different. Help us out. That pushes us up in the rankings, and that puts us maybe on the front page. That's a life goal, to be on the front page of iTunes. So if you would do that for us, that would be amazing. And finally, if you would like to leave us a voicemail, or you would like to leave us a comment, or if you would just like to say hi, please feel free to call 407-413-9010 and leave us a message. And if it's cool, funny, interesting, enjoyable, insightful, impactful, amazing, we will play it live on the air. And we'll give you full credit. So call the hotline number and let us know how it's going. And I think that's all I got.
Yeah, that's it.
So Pam from Nebraska. Nice.
It's kind of cold there.
Yeah, I'm in shorts and flip-flops, man.
Yeah, I hear you. But was there something I was thinking about while you were talking, and now it went out of my head. Maybe it'll come back later.
Was this anything like John? Oh. Shut up.
I know it was. It was. I wish that we, when people left us ratings and reviews and things, there was a way for us to kind of formally reply, because all you get is their username, and way to say hey thanks, or hey, what do you mean by that, or I try to read them,
yeah,
as much as I can, but I can't reply to them.
There's a couple of them that I would love to reply to.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you know who you are, and I'll find you. I went all Liam Neeson's on him.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So I guess, is there anything else?
Nope. I'm ready.
All right. There's nothing else we can do, my friend. Say it with us now, except get into
the news.
And now, Disney Parks Podcast News.
Hey, we'd like to thank this week's sponsor, Theme Park Concierge. If you are looking for somebody to help you do the planning, and then when you come here, to take you actually around the park and get you on things quicker and faster and get your food and hold your kids' toys and do all those things that you hate to do while you're in the park, get your fast passes and all those kind of things and much, much more, then you need to hire Theme Park Concierge. They take the ease and make it coming to the park very simple and easy to do. There's a couple things you can do. One is you can email Ramon@themeparkconcierge.com or call him at 407-257-9973. He has a Facebook site. It's called facebook.com/RamonVIPConcierge, or check out everything they can do and the pricing at themeparkconcierge.com. Tell them the Disney Parks Podcast sent you, and they'll take 10% off your invoice.
Hey, guys, Easter is coming to Tokyo Disney Resort. You know, it just seemed like a few scant months ago I was saying this very same news story about this very same stuff. No, Easter. I feel I read this report, like, recently, and I know it was last spring. Really? Tokyo Disney Resort is
– No, I said you probably did. It's probably the same story. They just changed the dates.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Hey, so Tokyo Disney Resort is going to celebrate spring with special programs from April 4th through June 14th of 2017 at Tokyo Disneyland Park and Tokyo Disney Sea. This year, the special spring event called, quote, Disney's Easter will be presented at both parks for the first time in 2 years, giving guests even more opportunities to enjoy the colorful springtime season at Tokyo Disney Resort. At Tokyo Disneyland, the bunny-eared, mischief-making egg characters, Usatama,
something like that,
make their debut in the park and cause a big commotion in the special event, Disney's Easter. The Disney friends were busy making Easter eggs in preparation for Easter when a breakdown at the Easter egg factory led to the Usatama characters escaping into the park and creating pandemonium. Along the parade route, the Disney friends try to catch the runaway Usatama characters in Usatama on the Run. Mickey Mouse and friends dressed as Usatama chasers. Sounds like a really, really bad Godzilla movie.
Exactly.
I am so sorry. The Usatama chasers attempt to catch the mischievous Usatama characters with a giant vacuum cleaner and butterfly nets in this fun and zany, wah-wah, brand new parade. Judy Hopps and Nick Wilde from the Disney film Zootopia make their park debut. As they join the Disney friends in the chase to catch the Usatama characters, guests will also have fun with the new egg hunt program, Search for Usatama, which is absolutely free. Crazy enough. Each participating guest receives a map and can follow the hints to find the hidden Usatama characters as they make their way towards their goal. At Disney, Tokyo Disney Sea, Disney's Easter is back for the first time since 2015. The park will be decorated with colorful Easter eggs and beautiful flowers. And the Disney friends will be sporting this season's must-have fashion item, the Easter Bunny Bonnet, a pretty decorated hat complete with bunny ears to make Easter at Tokyo DisneySea a fashionably fun event. Presented at Mediterranean Harbor is Fashionable Easter. The special show features the Disney friends in new costumes and artists from American Waterfront, Mermaid Lagoon, and two other theme ports will be wearing stylish outfits as they present music and dances that represent the themes of these beautiful ports. Mediterranean Harbor will also feature colorful decorations with Easter egg and Easter bunny bonnets motifs for an elegant and stylish Easter. Now is time on Sprockets When We Dance.
Okay, so let's help out all us non-Japanese people. What is Usatama, whatever? It's coined from the Japanese words of usagi, which means rabbit, and togamo, which means egg. So they kind of made this own new word. So that's
It's kind of like edutainment.
Exactly.
Well, I was freaking out because, you know, one of my drum sets is a Tama drum set, and it's a Usa Tama, and I'm like, their drum sets running around? Like,
yeah, no.
That'd be weird. Anyway, that'd be cool. One of these days, man, we're going to have to hit these Disney parks for a holiday. I'm thinking like Halloween, you know, one of these places in Asia Christmas? Where they just go nuts with it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Also, in keeping with the Asian spirit as we're in here, Shanghai Disney Resort is celebrating their first Chinese New Year celebration. So can you hear the golden rooster crowing? So it must be the year of the rooster. The Chinese New Year is just around the corner, and Shanghai Disney is already celebrating with guests around the world, thanks to the bounty of limited-time entertainment, decorations, merchandise, and festive menus to indulge in the holiday favorites. I think this is a very big deal in the Chinese culture, too.
Yeah.
So, a little bit bigger than our New Year. You know, they don't drop any balls or anything. Guests can venture past the gleaming golden rooster icon into the Gardens of Imagination for a drum ceremony and dragon dance, and then take a stroll to admire the beautifully adorned Year of the Rooster mosaic at the Garden of the 12 Friends. All around the resort's specifically designed photo locations provide the perfect opportunity for endless snapshots. The holiday spirit continues over an exquisite feast at Lumineers Kitchen, as well as delectable varieties of dining options across the resort. These looking to buy gifts for loved ones will also find an abundance of unique merchandise, including the coveted Lunar New Year lucky bags filled with goodies.
I got a New Year lucky bag. I got a New Year lucky bag.
And then guests can end the night with a special New Year blessing projected onto the enchanted storybook castle, a truly magical way to cap off the wonderful holiday season. Best wishes to everyone in the New Year. So that's cool.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's going to be a giant rooster.
Yeah.
All over. That's great.
Not any old rooster, the golden rooster.
Golden rooster. Too many.
Just walk away, John.
I'm trying so hard, man. I'm being good.
Just walk away.
So many jokes. So many jokes. Don't get me started, Steve. I will come find you.
All right.
Hey,
I left
what?
This one for you because this, I think, is in your wheelhouse.
Iron Man does.
Whatever Iron Man does.
The Iron Man Experience is Disney Parks' first Marvel-themed ride is going to open at a Disneyland park in Hong Kong. Earlier this month, the first ever Marvel-themed ride at Disney Park, Iron Man Experience, presented by AIA or A1A?
A1A, I think.
I'm from Florida, so I see A1A. Opened to the cheers and guests of the Hong Kong Disneyland Resort. The new Iron Man Experience attraction at Hong Kong Disneyland takes you on an epic adventure of a lifetime where you join Iron Man in a battle against the evil forces of Hydra across the city of Hong Kong. Chairman of Walt Disney Parks and Resorts, Bob Chapek, joined members of the Hong Kong government to unveil the attraction that brings the Iron Man character to life inside the park for the first time in forever. The eminent innovator and pioneer. Sorry. I probably shouldn't have said that. I apologize. That was really horrible. Good stuff for Tomorrowland in Hong Kong Disneyland to host the next Start Expo, where he will show off in the various exhibition halls, the Hall of Legacy, the Hall of Protection, the Hall of Energy, and the Hall of Mobility. Meanwhile, at the Halls of Justice, guests will be – I'm giddy tonight. I apologize, guys. Guests will be among the first to explore Tony Stark's latest innovations up close and fly in a gravity-defying iron wing flight vehicle in Iron Man Experience. Tony has also made Hong Kong the Asia headquarters of the Stark Industries. Guests will make their way to the Hong Kong Stark Tower, powered by the arc reactor and whiz along that resemble those in West Kowloon and downtown, and fly over Hong Kong landmarks like Sing Mai Bridge. These pristine mountain ranges. I am not looking in the chat room. I am not looking in the chat room. The attraction also features the Iron Man encounter with Iron Man himself and Become Iron Man interactive game. Guests can also choose from a variety of Iron Man themed beverage expenses and, let's all say it together now, merchandise offerings. The opening of Iron Man Experience continues a period of more on the way in the months ahead. A third resort hotel, Disney Explorers Lodge, will open later in the first half. Will open later in the first half of the year. So summertime. I think it's summertime.
Yeah, they're rocking over there. They got a lot of. They got all the cool things. I think they're getting ready for an anniversary. That's why they're putting out all this new stuff over there too.
Yeah, I got tripped up because didn't they? Don't they? Shanghai Disneyland, but they want people to whiz. Nothing?
I don't know. Is that there or is it Shanghai?
They use the word whiz as they're going to whiz. And I was using another.
All right. I got you.
Maybe it's the beer. I don't know.
But yeah, I hope that someday we can get something like this in an American park, you know?
Have you heard anything about how we're doing the Guardians of the Galaxy here in Epcot? Is there like a special rule that if we could get that pushed through the Galaxy?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it because there's no Guardians of the Galaxy stuff at Universal allowed to use stuff that they would never have?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the loophole was that allowed them to make that happen. The other interesting thing that I was also, I guess, rumor and just stuff on the internets. Disneyland is, pretty much underway for theirs. They're, signs down, paint started, construction's already happened. And from what we know is the attraction itself, it's still going to be some kind of dropping thing, but we already have a dropping thing, the Tower of Terror. So are they just going to build another dropping thing in Epcot?
No, ours is going to be a roller coaster.
Change it up.
Ours is going to be a roller coaster.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope that'll just give us another Tower of Terror.
No. Ours is going to be a roller coaster. I've heard that ours is definitely a coaster attraction.
Okay, good.
Thrill ride at Epcot.
Sounds good to me.
Hey, right. Frozen is great.
It's Frozen Ever After. Hey, if you like the show and you like what we do, you can help us by going to patreon.com/DisneyParksPodcast, and you can contribute there. We have all kinds of different levels and different prizes and different things that swag that we're going to send you. So just pick what's most comfortable for you. And then hit the old submit button, and things will happen. We'd like to thank our current contributors, David, Stacy, Willie, and Jeremy. We thank you for your contributions. It all helps.
Thank you.
Up next, this has been a big thing, big talk on the internet. Poor Carrie Fisher passed away, but now people are getting their panties in a bunch about what's going to happen to the two movies. So Lucasfilms is now saying they will not digitally recreate Carrie Fisher as Princess Leia in the future Star Wars movies. Over the last few days, there were rumors that Disney and Lucasfilms were negotiating with the estate of Carrie Fisher with possibly using her likeness in future Star Wars movies through the use of digital special effects. Yesterday, Lucasfilms made the following statement on StarWars.com, and I probably need some kind of subscription to that website now.
Yeah.
We don't normally respond to fan or pressure speculation, but there is a rumor circulating that we would like to address. We want to assure our fans that Lucasfilms has no plans to digitally recreate Carrie Fisher's performance as Princess Leia or General Leia or Naga. Carrie Fisher was, is, and always will be part of the Lucas family. She was our princess, our general, and more importantly, our friend. We are still hurting from her loss. We cherish her memory and the legacy of Princess Leia, and will always strive to honor everything she gave to Star Wars. So that should kind of put an end to all the rumors about Carrie Fisher being digitally recreated. And now we'll just have to see, you know, what's going to happen with the other stuff. Now, as to whether we will see Princess Leia in future Star Wars movies portrayed by another actress, that's a completely different story, literally and figuratively.
Yeah, well, it's too soon for me to make a joke, but I got a joke. You know, it's Princess Leia, dude. And I'm in the middle of listening to George Lucas, A Life, his autobiography on Audible.
Mm.
And right now, so I got to listen to how the whole process went through of Carrie Fisher and the whole Fat Farm thing and, you know, how they chose her and Harrison Ford and Mark Hamill. And, you know, it's just, it's very interesting. When I listen to biographies, but you know, I think that I understand it's so close to her passing, but I didn't hear all, you know, Peter Cushing, you know, and his family signed off on it. I would think that they, you know, if they could pull the trigger with Carrie Fisher and it's appropriate, I don't see why it would be that big of a deal. I mean, it prolongs her legacy, but you know, we'll see.
I'm sure there are, and maybe there's not, you know, scenes that she had done in previous films that they can take those scenes, have somebody voice dub Carrie Fisher's voice. I mean, you know, there's plenty of people in the business that do voice dubbing. We've had them on this podcast, you know, people like Stanton and Mark Silverman and the list goes on of people that we've had on the show that can voice dub people. So, I mean, could happen, I guess, if they wanted to, but we'll see. We'll see.
Yep. All right, guys, I need you to really, really near and dear to all of our hearts. Okay. You ready? The Canadian Pavilion is replacing the totem poles. I know. Before you go running into the streets and setting yourself on fire on January 20th, as if there wasn't enough crazy going on that day, will be in place at the Canada Pavilion at Epcot's World Showcase. Now, the process of replacing the original totems has already begun. So they're gone. Yep. They're out of here. The new totem poles are once again being made by artist David Boxley, who produced the originals. The Gitxon Dancers, or People of the Salmon, or Salmon.
Or Salamon.
Say it. As-salamu alaykum. Will perform in a dedication ceremony for the new totems for the Epcot International Festival of the Arts on the 21st and 22nd. So not only, guys, when we to our experience, the Festival of the Arts, we're going to see brand new totem poles.
Yep.
Drops in my.
You know, it'd be nice if they opened up an immigration office there for anybody that wanted to leave the country. If you're not happy with the election process and the current president, please go to the Canada Pavilion today. And we can help you. Exit.
Welcome to Disney's Epcot, everybody. If you'd like to leave the country, please proceed to the Canada Pavilion.
They're taking application for new citizens right now.
Too many jokes.
Yeah, too many jokes, too little time. All right, last week, the trivia question was, what pavilion housed the attraction Body Wars and the Making of Me at Walt Disney World? And the correct answer was the Wonders of Life Pavilion. And Pollyanna Buff was the first person with the correct answer. So she won the contest. Pollyanna, if you want, email us or we'll email you with your mailing address and we'll send you something cute and fun in the mail.
Pollyanna, you have the greatest name on the planet.
I'm thinking maybe it's like a stage name. I don't know. She can let us know.
She should be like a Bond girl.
James Bond with Pollyanna Buff.
And what's your name?
Pollyanna Buff.
Fuck it.
All right, back on track. Okay, focus. This week's trivia question is, what's the name of the Disney parade at Disneyland and Walt Disney World based on the movie Aladdin? Anybody remember the old Aladdin parade? Anybody?
Bueller? Genie.
Genie, make this go away?
Something. Genie, cars, and stars.
Yeah, genies, cars, and stars. No, genies and camels and humps. All right, anyway.
You better get that nomenclature right.
Humps and bumps with the genie. If you know the correct answer, send it to DisneyParksPodcast@gmail.com or you can phone us at 407-413-9010. That's it. We'll take it either way. Any old way to communicate is the best way. All right. There's been a couple pictures of this going around on the internet, so I thought I'd just throw this out there for all you thieves in the world. Walt Disney World is now adding anti-theft devices to the theme park stores. In what seems to be a sign of the times, Walt Disney World is now adding the anti-theft measures to some of the theme park stores. It started at Mouse Gear, was the first to receive this little anti-theft devices. These are the little things by the doors when you walk in. They'll go, beep, if you've stolen something or if somebody at the register forgot to take off the security tag. I don't know if they're going to do this in every place, but – you know, it's interesting because as a former security host, I can tell you that theft happens. And there are lots of people doing anti-theft in the park. So I think this just might make their job a little bit easier. But I think the other problem is that they may have with this. You know, if you go into most stores in the mall that have this, usually there's some greeter there, like at the Gap. Hi, welcome to the Gap. Or hi, welcome to Levi. So they may have to post somebody there because if there's nobody near the door when it goes off, it's still going to go out the door. So they're going to have to start putting people by the door to monitor these things now. So
the timing of this is very interesting too. Right before a certain season when an entire nation descends upon Walt Disney World.
Yeah. Security is number one here at Disney.
Security, number one. Hey, guys, if you are excited, actually, let me read the story first. Then I'm going to
read the story and then, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to flip this. It makes sense. Magic Band 2.0 are now shipping to Walt Disney World hotel guests. Guest booking resort stay at Disney World will now receive a Magic Band 2, which I thought it was Magic Band 2.0, but I guess they couldn't afford the 0.0. So Magic Band Dose. In the mail prior to arrival, these new versions of the Magic Bands arrived in stores in December, but there were only a few specialty bands available. Now, through early February, guests who pick up their Magic Bands at the front desk at check-in will continue to receive the OG Magic Bands. After that, Magic Band 2s will be available to all resort guests. As we've talked about earlier, the Magic Band 2.0 contains a removable puck. They can be placed in a variety of magic keepers, not to be confused with a trapper keeper, for guests who don't like to wear the bulky bands on their wrists. Now, if guests do opt to customize the color of their bands at the My Disney Experience, they can select from pink and blue and red and green and orange and gray and yellow and purple.
Yeah.
Good for them. Now, coupling that story with our friends over at Magic Your Bands, the Magic Your Band 2.0 skins are now ready to order. Good timing, kids. Good job on you. Now they're gonna continue to sell the original Magic Band 1 skins too. But these new skins are available. They're waterproof, UV resistant, precision cut to the same shape, ultra flexible, non-permanent. You can easily change out your Magic Bands, pre-punched holes, even for the smaller sizes. They got great discounts when you order more. And Magic Band stickers are suitable for both adult and child size bands. Now, here's a couple of cool things they're doing. One, they have incredibly economical prices. They are amazing. They have some really cool pre-designed stuff. If you have some artwork that you'd like to send them, they could probably make that into a band as well, as long as it doesn't break copyright infringement. And the other thing they're doing is they're offering free international shipping. That's huge. And then on top of all that, if you tell them at checkout, type in Disney Parks Podcast, they'll save you 10% on whatever you order. So on top of the already economical price, on top of free international shipping, you can save 10% on your order. Whatever size your order is, you get 10% right off the top from magicyourbands.com. Go check them out. They're our good friends, and we love them. So hopefully you guys can show them some love and get some really cool Magic Band covers.
Yeah. This next story I wanted to share with everybody, because if they do it again, I want everybody to be aware of it. Disney hosted what they called a Quick Draw, which was a YouTube live series with artist and Disney legend Floyd Norman. So on Friday the 13th, Disney hosted its Quick Draw YouTube live series with artist and Disney legend Floyd Norman. So I think you should go to the Disney YouTube site and subscribe so that you can get emailed when they do this again. Viewers that tuned in on Disney's YouTube channel got to see an interaction with Imagineer legend and an interview. And you can still go there, and we should probably figure out posting the link. You can go check them out. It's there for replay, so if you didn't get it live, at least you can get the recorded version. Anime award-winning Norman, 81, recreated in real time the very first Mickey Mouse comic, which debuted 87 years ago on that date. He is also the animator behind some of Walt's, some of the world's favorite Disney films, including The Jungle Book, Toy Story 2, Monsters, Inc., Mulan, among others. Viewers watching the live YouTube broadcast got a firsthand account from one of Disney's first artists who worked alongside Walt Disney in the 1950s. Floyd discussed Disney film history and various animation techniques. Additionally, there was an audience question and answer session where Norman answered questions about animation, his firsthand experience working with Walt, and gave an inside look on some of Disney's most beloved classics and more. I hope they keep doing this, because I think this is great. And I wanted to know why my alert on this channel wasn't sent to me so that I could have signed up or watched or whatever. So now I'm going to have to go watch the replay.
Yeah, I was busy all day on Friday, but I would have loved to have seen this live. And this is this is what Disney, honestly, if there's, and I know we joke a lot, but this is legit for real. If there's anybody listening from Disney, please do this more. Not just because I want to see all these guys, which I do, but we have to start sharing these stories, because these people aren't going to be with us forever. And that's the one downside of like the D23 stuff. I hope they videotape it and archive it, because those stories are going to be lost forever. And the further away we get from Walt Disney, the harder and harder it's going to be to remember why these things were great. Not because they're just pretty to look at, but the why behind all that stuff is so incredibly important.
Yeah. And hey, listen, Disney, if you're also listening, Facebook Live is not a bad place either. Everybody else is doing it. Well, the cool kids are doing it.
All the cool kids are doing it. You don't want to be the one punk who's not doing it, do you, Disney?
Or try BeLive. We're doing it. You can do it, too. If we can do it, you can do it.
Yeah, please. Please try BeLive. That would be great.
Bring the platform to a crushing end. with all the bandwidth.
Hey, in a news story that nobody saw coming, except everybody, the cabana rentals at the Magic Kingdom Park are soon to become a distant memory.
Yep.
Hey, you remember when we told you a while back that the white cabana-style tents popping up in Tomorrowland at the Magic Kingdom, and we talked about how they could, you know, rent them to guests for $649 a day,
right?
Although there were some extras included in the price, and later they lowered it to $500 a day, and it still seemed rather expensive. And, you know, many folks felt that from the beginning it was just simply a test to see how much Disney could squeeze out of everybody for convenience. Well, apparently the test did not go as well as Disney had hoped. And the Orlando Sentinel is reporting that, quote, Walt Disney World is pulling the plug on the pricey rentals, stating that they will no longer be available after February 17th. Not that everybody was in a rush to get them. Yeah. They had also reported that a Disney spokeswoman said the cabanas had been planned as a test running through mid-February, confirming the early demise. Are you surprised about this? We're not. We're totally not surprised about this. I was talking with some friends the other day about it, and they said, that's the dumbest thing in the world. Why would I do that? Why don't I just hop on the monorail and walk down to the front desk and say, I'd like a room, please. How much is a room? $400? Yeah. Here's $400, and I could spend the night.
Yeah, yeah. I don't. You don't even have to spend $400. You go to, you know, something maybe a little bit off property on Hotel Boulevard, and
spend $30. But I'm just saying, if you have $649 that you can spend, why wouldn't you just buy a room at the Polynesian or the Grand or, you know. The Contemporary, I mean, for crying out loud.
And if you're spending $120 or something close to that to get into the park, why would you spend another $649 to sit in one place? Just the whole thing was crazy. The whole thing was crazy. Ludicrous crazy. This is what they should do. If they want some place like this that people can go and chill out or whatever, just build a little lounge. And, you know.
They already have it.
Have a
it's pass called Tom Sawyer Island.
Have a pass holder lounge or have a DVC lounge in the Magic Kingdom or have, I don't know, a special lounge like 1901 over in California Adventure where you charge $25,000.
Yeah, the Gordon. Go ahead, buddy. I'm sorry. I don't mean to talk over you.
Yeah, you can have a private lounge like, you know, Club 33 or 1901.
Yeah, you could do the stinking Golden Horseshoe and turn it into a lounge that you pay to get into per day. Maybe not like, you know, that you pay like Club 33, but I mean, for that kind of money, that was just insane. That unfortunately proved every blogger and podcaster right when they said that Disney is just going crazy with the money grab stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, just unfortunately it proved everybody right. And it's stories like this that makes me really wonder what Walt Disney would do.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, all right, Epcot is a bad example, but Epcot has a ton of lounges that go unused every single day. Almost every attraction's got some kind of corporate lounge from some corporate sponsor that is not being used that could be turned into, you know, anything. So, you know, anyway. All right, let's move on. Over at Disneyland, the Main Street Electrical Parade has made its way over there, but we have some news that the classic drum float is set to return to the Main Street Electrical Parade at Disneyland. Guests at the Disneyland Resort are getting excited as the Main Street Electrical Parade is about to return to its original home at the Disneyland Park. The parade is set to start on January 20th. This beloved parade travels down Main Street USA at the Disneyland Park from 1972 to 1996, then returned in 2001 as Disney's Electrical Parade for its run at Disneyland California Adventure. And now we've just learned that the parade's original opening float, Casey Jr., will return and will pull the giant drum it once did. It will do it again. And the sign will read Disneyland Presents, and that's the way it originally was, in bright lights, obviously. So if you love this parade, you love this float, you got to keep your fingers crossed that, you know, all of this comes to fruition. And I is Disneyland doing this live on Friday? Anywhere on Facebook or?
I've not seen. I've not been paying attention the last couple of days. It's possible. Yeah. We'll probably find out about 10 seconds before they go live.
Yeah.
But if they do, I mean, we should certainly watch it. And Tony can weep into his crying towel because a Main Street Electrical Parade is not at Walt Disney World.
If any of my Disneyland friends are going to be there and would like to stream it live on their Facebook account, please do. I'll watch.
All the cool kids are doing it.
All the cool kids are doing it.
That's right. That's right.
I'm kind of glad they're bringing back the old drum and the Disneyland Presents. I even think that even when it was here in Florida, it still should have said Disneyland Presents. I don't think – would anybody know or care? I mean, really. It's a great parade. Who cares? Anyway, I'm going to get off my parade float now.
It's a great old parade.
Yeah. I'm going to get off my parade float. Be done with it.
Please do. Please do. Keep banging that drum.
I am.
I want to tell you about our friends over at Vintage Pressing. They have some amazing things over there. If you like the t-shirts, we haven't made the official announcement yet, but we are working with our friends over at Vintage Pressing. We're going to – well, I can't make the announcement. Let's put two and two together. Think about it. They have an incredible assortment of, like, ceramic drink coasters, phone cases, mouse pads, luggage tags, featuring Disney, Pixar, pop culture stuff. They also will do custom work for you. We can't show you what we did because it would give the secret away, but we had something done for Tony this week that will blow his mind. It's so awesome.
All right, I'm so excited.
Before we get off, I'll show it to you.
All right.
Guys, vintagepressing.com is where you need to go if you want to get some of that stuff. There's more things that are coming out. I'm working with them, kind of creating some design for them as well. Some of that stuff will be launched here pretty soon. But if you use the code Disney Podcaster at checkout, it'll save you $1. Usually, like a set of coasters is like $12. So saving $1 is a big deal, especially for their overhead. So check them out, vintagepressing.com. They got some really cool things, and we appreciate them supporting the show the way that they do. Now, Disneyland, not only are they getting our old parade, they're also getting to feel our pain with some new Fast Pass locations and new digital Fast Pass options. The Disneyland Resort is adding two new Fast Pass attractions, one in each park. And later this year, they will be launching a new digital Fast Pass service. Very soon, Fast Pass will be added to Toy Story Midway Mania at Disney California Adventure. And I can't believe this, the Matterhorn Bobsled at Disneyland Park, bringing the total number of Fast Pass attractions, the total number of Fast Pass attractions to, and this should be a trivia question.
Yeah.
16. Fast Pass premiered in 1999, which was a great movie, by the way, as a way for guests to access popular attractions with shorter wait times. In addition, later this year, Disneyland is launching Disney Max Pass, which will give guests both Photo Pass and Fast Pass benefits for only $10 a day. An annual and daily option will be available for annual pass holders as well. With MaxPass, guests will be able to download unlimited high-resolution PhotoPass images through the Disneyland app. And for the first time in forever, guests will be able to use the Disneyland app to book and redeem Disneyland FastPass reservations. Paper or legacy FastPasses will still be available at no charge to you. That's pretty cool, right?
They're going to charge annual and daily pass holder. They're going to charge an annual or a daily for pass holders as well.
Yeah.
Would you pay for fast passes?
I wouldn't pay for a fast pass if my life depended. I don't use fast passes now.
I know. The line's too long. You just walk away. Yeah.
That's right. That's the benefit of living here.
Yeah.
Now, it's been a year since I've ridden Toy Story Mania.
Yeah. That's the problem with that.
I don't hang out with Diane Pember nearly as much as I should.
Yes.
Because she's like the fast pass queen.
Yes.
And she's awesome. You know, I just got to hang out with her more often than I'd probably ride it more often.
Yeah. I would not pay for fast passes. I would just stand in the line. If it was too long, I would just come back.
Yep.
And if I can't come back, then I wouldn't go on it. I would not pay for fast passes. There are certain things that I will pay for. Fast passes are not one of them. All right. Hey, I think we kind of spoke about this a little bit, but we're going to give you some more details. The registration is now open for Walt Disney World pass holders, where you can now get reserved seating at the Disney on Broadway concert series, which is being held for the Festival of Arts on Fridays, Saturday, Sunday, and Mondays. So pass holders are invited to reserve their seat in the exciting new experience. I've already seen some video, and it looks very cool.
Neat.
They're bringing in a lot of Broadway talent and to the American Garden Theater and Stage for the Festival of the Arts. And let's give you the rundown so that you can get this done. January 13th and 16th, and on January 20th and 23rd, so this weekend, you can see Ashley Brown and Josh Strickland performing songs from Disney's Beauty and the Beast, Tarzan, Mary Poppins, and The Little Mermaid. On January 27th through the 30th, and then on February 3rd and February 6th, Kevin Massey and Carrie Butler performing songs from Disney's Beauty and the Beast, Tarzan, Newsies, and Aladdin. Then on February 10th through the 13th, and then February 17th to the 20th, Kissy Simmons, interesting name, and Alton Fitzgerald will be performing songs from Disney's The Lion King, Aida, Aladdin, and The Little Mermaid. Entertainment is subject to change. Show times are 5:30 and 6:45 at the American Gardens Stage Theater. Seating is complimentary. Tickets will be distributed on a first-come, first-served basis, so make sure that you go do that. And there are some crazy rules about picking these tickets up. I mean, like everybody in your party, you can make these reservations for other pass holder friends that are part of your My Disney Experience friends. So if you're friends with them in My Disney Experience app, then you can go online and make reservations for them. But there's a whole bunch of crazy rules for how to pick these things up. They have to be done beforehand by a certain time. Everybody in the party's got to be there. You all have to have an ID and you're at pass holder. So please, when you do this, make sure that you print out the rules and regulations about picking these little babies up, because I think this ought to be interesting on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah. It'll be interesting. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
I'm cool with the new festival. I think it's going to be fun and neat and all that good stuff. And
yeah. It's a nice perk for us pass holders, you know.
Yep.
Throwing us a little bone.
Yep. Throwing us a bone.
Yeah.
So more Star Wars stuff. This is not, I guess, a replacement to Star Wars weekends. As a one night Star Wars hard ticket event planned for Disney's Hollywood Studios. Walt Disney World's announced a new hard ticket Star Wars themed event that will take place on April 14th of 2017. It's going to be called Star Wars Galactic Nights, and it will take place from 7 p.m. until midnight, and it will include a variety of activities for the whole family. Now, before you start going crazy, like, oh my gosh, this is going to be awesome. This is also in Orlando. This is that weekend. So it ain't just going to be us Disney folks, kids. It's going to be all the Star Wars people. The movie premiere style party will celebrate 40 years of the greatest saga ever told. And they walk the red carpet towards the intergalactic introduction. Again, don't cover your faces. Don't wear masks. You're not allowed to do that. Make sure you check Disney's website. See what's allowed and what's not allowed. So here's some of the activities that are planned. They're going to have a rebel base activities. It's going to be in the center of the park, hosted shows, dance parties, and more fun and all that good stuff is going to be there. Inside the saga, which is the part that I really would want to do, is a celebrity chat show. hosted in the Epic Theater, Where's the Epic Theater?
I have no idea, because all the theaters that they normally use are all being torn apart because they're building Star Wars Land. So I don't know where this theater is.
All right. You can learn more about the making of the Star Wars films from the Celebrity Chat Show. I'm wondering, since they don't have names, I'm wondering if it's just like celebrities as far as like people.
Anybody who, that like, can get on a plane?
Yeah, pretty much. Photo opportunities. Star Wars backdrops are going to be there, including Han Solo cast and Carbonite. Galactic Knight, Stars, and Cars Motorcade. I didn't know they still had the cars back there. Star Wars celebrities will parade down Hollywood Boulevard. And I'm wondering if it's real celebrities or if it's like, ladies and gentlemen, Darth Vader. I don't know if it's going to be that or what. The Imperial March and March of the First Order. The dark side will arrive with stormtroopers led down Hollywood Boulevard with the aforementioned Darth Vader. The trash compacting, smelling Captain Phasma. She will be leading the First Order stormtroopers. There's going to be a Seize the Saga interactive scavenger hunt. Collect themed pieces at the photo backdrops around the park and reveal the surprise when they've all been collected. Star Wars, A Galaxy Far, Far Away is a mix of movie clips and characters at the event stage. And finally, our favorite, Star Wars, A Galactic Spectacular, the Star Wars themed nighttime show that lights up the sky and booms my backyard and drives the kids crazy. There will be character meet and greets, roaming droids, Star Wars themed food, and special merchandise, of course. Many of the park's attractions will remain open during the event. And here they are. Star Wars, The Adventure Continues, duh. Star Wars, Launch Bay, duh. Star Wars, Path of the Jedi, duh. Jedi Training, Trials of the Temple. Okay. And then Toy Story Mania, Twilight Zone Tower of Terror, Great Movie Ride, Muppet Vision 3D, Voyage of the Little Mermaid.
All right.
And no rock and roller coaster.
Yeah. They lost me at the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror.
Yeah. And no rock and roller coaster. What the hell, man?
Yeah.
Tickets for this event are $124 for children 3 and under. This kills me. I saw this and I laughed out loud.
Yeah.
Tickets for children 3 and under are $124. Tickets for adults, $129. So you're only saving $5 if you're a kid. Plus tax, purchase tickets by calling 407-827-7036. This is one that I would actually go to. Hey, yep. Gary Clevenger's in the house. Hey, buddy. So yeah, would you go to this? Are you enough of a Star Wars fan to plunk down $124? $130.
I think the chat stuff would be fun and interesting. The photo drop with the Star Wars backgrounds, I was never a fan when they did it for Star Wars weekends. No. And then maybe some of the hosted shows I could get into. And that's about it. After that, I'd be done. You know, and the Star Wars Galactic Spectacular, I can see anytime. I don't have to be there for that. You know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. And the rides, we can definitely go on anytime, so I don't need to tell.
Right.
I don't know. I'd have to see a celebrity list, too, I think. Would be a defining factor, you know? So.
Right. Fair enough.
That'd be good. Okay. All right. For us Wilderness Lodge friends, and I know there's a lot of us out there, the Geyser Point, we actually know a name now, the Geyser Point Bar and Grill will be open in March. So while construction projects are still widespread at Disney's Wilderness Lodge, one resort amenity may debut sooner than anticipated. Disney appears to be targeting a winter 2017 opening for the new Geyser Point and Grill at Disney's Wilderness Lodge. Guests with confirmed reservation as early as February have been notified that the new eatery will now be open during their stay. The restaurant is situated near the shores of Bay Lake between the Silver Creek Springs Pool and the forthcoming Boulder Ridge Cove Pool. Geyser Point will offer both quick service and table service dining, along with alcoholic beverages from its bar facilities. Menu details have not yet been provided. And Shortly after the debut of the Geyser Point Bar and Grill, the Roaring Forks Quick Service Dining Venue and the Trout Pass Pool Bar will close for refurbishment, and no timeline has been available for these renovations. So there it is. It's coming sooner than we think. At least we'll get a little preview of what the all the hoopla is about, you know?
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great.
Yeah. Hey, another little place to eat that has, you know, table service and quick service, I think is cool.
Yeah, I'm down with that. I'm down with that totally. I got too many jokes in my head for this one. Hey, guys. Last summer, Disney announced that there'd be a new family raft-style attraction coming to Typhoon Lagoon called Miss Fortune Falls, and it would be opening at the Typhoon Lagoon Water Park right near the Crush and Gusher sometime in the spring of 2017. Well, it looks like the upcoming attraction received a name change before it even opens, as the new artwork says that it will be called Miss Adventure Falls, and I blame Donald J. Trump.
I wonder why they made the change from Crushing Gusher to Misadventure Falls.
No. Crushing Gusher is the name. It's still they still have Crushing Gusher.
Oh,
but it's from Miss Fortune Falls is now Misadventure Falls.
Misadventure.
These guys are sitting around smoking dope, and right when they came up with the idea for the stupid, you know, cabanas, they were like, "Let's call it Miss Fortune Falls." Dude, that's a great idea. And then somebody said, no, Misadventure Falls.
I wonder if it messes with their story at all, too. Because they usually have, you know, a whole background story on why. Yeah. So, all right, kids, that is it for this week's show of news. We will be back actually on Friday with a interview with a very interesting, fascinating person, correct?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, it's amazing. It's already loaded in the chute. It's okay. Stephen. Can we say who it is?
Sure.
Stephen Alcorn.
Yep.
You don't know who that is, by the way? Oh, well, let's just name a couple of things that he's known for. The American Adventure, not the pavilion, the attraction.
Mm.
This little thing we like to call Journey to Imagination. Mm-hmm. This little thing we like to call Horizons.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much anything that was animatronic, animated.
Had a wire.
Had a wire in it.
Circuit board. Smelled like copper. Show control.
He's responsible for that. Yep. That's all him and his team.
Yep. From Epcot on. From Epcot on.
Yeah. So we're going to be talking to him, and he's an engineer. So he's got that engineer thing, but he's got some amazing stories.
Yeah. Yeah. So stay tuned for that. But if you want to reach out to us, you can find us on Twitters at Disney Podcast. So you can check out our website at DisneyParksPodcast.com. We're on Facebook.com/DisneyParksPodcast. We're on iTunes and Stitcher and Google Play and all those other places. Share us with your friends. Rate us, review us. And we hope to have you back real soon. That's it. Anything else you want to say, John?
Before nope, you have a thanks for watching.
All right.
But you're doing the thing, and I'm just trying to help out. thanks for being here live, guys. And we're not doing an after show this week. So we will see you next Monday at 8 o'clock.
8 p.m. Yep. Same channel, same station. See you later, and see you in the parks.
The Disney Parks Podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company. All Disney parks, attractions, lands, shows, event names, etc. are registered trademarks of the Walt Disney Company.
like a boat out of the blue. Fate steps in and sees you through. One reach upon the star, your dream.